From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Robert Mugabe, the only leader independent Zimbabwe has ever known, resigned Tuesday after nearly a week under house arrest. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports from Harare.
After a week of house arrest, negotiations, loud protests, and finally impeachment proceedings, Robert Mugabe's epic 37-year tenure as Zimbabwe's head of state has ended. Speaker Jacob Mdenda read Mugabe's resignation letter just after Parliament had moved to bigger facilities to begin impeachment proceedings. With the words, quote, "I, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, in terms of Section 96 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, hereby formally tender my resignation with immediate effect." The house erupted into cheers, which spread to the streets of Harare, the capital. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
Mugabe's former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa will be sworn in as president on Wednesday or Thursday, according to top officials in the ruling ZANU-PF party. The U.S. Embassy in Zimbabwe called Tuesday an historic moment for Zimbabwe and said the country must move toward free elections in which Zimbabweans choose their own leaders. The U.S. State Department echoed that sentiment, saying the resignation of Robert Mugabe is an historic opportunity, an historic moment for the people of Zimbabwe. The people of Zimbabwe have firmly voiced their desire for a new era to bring an end to Zimbabwe's isolation. This is VOA News.